Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes, Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS casino experience and more. I'm Michael Movestro. Michael Traeger is out again today, but I do have stuff planned for you. No worries about that. We're going to be doing three more video presentations of articles we've had recently on TravelZork.com. If you go to the site, by the way, I just want to plug it for those of you who listen at home or maybe you haven't been to the actual website or whatever. But if you go to TravelZork.com, there's a lot of articles there. And of course, there's deals, Casino Zork, the YouTube channel, Booking Travel, things like that. And we have been getting a lot of articles up there during the week since I've come on as the chief editor. I have the privilege of getting content up, and Mark Meltzer, I'm getting some of his articles up there. I'm doing some writing as well, so you might have noticed a lot more production on the website, more articles coming in. We had two articles that posted today, actually, on the Travel Zork website, and those two articles being exploring the biggest hotels in Las Vegas by room totals, and it isn't about height, and it's not about square footage, but it's about the biggest hotels based on how many rooms each hotel has. And then Mark Meltzer came in with an article, now streaming Las Vegas TV show, where he talks about his musings on the TV show Las Vegas. And he says, one of his quotes, "It's never been accurate, and that's part of the charm to him." So we got that as well. And that just went up today over on Travel Zork. So if you're not hitting up the site, you really should check it out. It's a lot of good stuff going on there. You can see the high-speed rail from Vegas to Los Angeles isn't to Los Angeles. Wrote that one yesterday. And you might have seen the video yesterday for that if you're watching on YouTube, or you've heard the audio for that on the podcast. So yeah, I would definitely encourage you to go and check out TravelZork.com. We talk a lot about TravelZork.travel on this website as well. Well, on TravelZork.travel. Okay, so we go to TravelZork.travel. You can see this website here. We mention it a lot, TravelZork.travel. But yeah, by the way, this is TravelZork.travel you're looking at right now. And as you can see, there's, why use TravelZork.travel? What is TravelZork.travel? And testimonials as well. You can book a vacation, and leave it to the folks at TravelZork.travel to make sure that you have one of the best vacations that you've ever had with TravelZork.travel. All right, so that being said, what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and get started with the presentation I have for you guys today. It's going to be three of the articles that went up over on TravelZork. So here it is, without further ado, and I'll be back in a bit. In Las Vegas, a newish kind of business becoming really popular, cannabis lounges. Cannabis is a plant that some adults use for medical reasons or just to relax, much like some people drink coffee or tea. Look, you and I already know what it is and what it's for, but we're trying to write this professionally due to the somewhat sensitive nature of these kind of topics. Where was I? Lounges, yes. In these lounges, people can legally buy and use cannabis in a safe and controlled environment. Imagine a cafe or a small cozy restaurant, but instead of serving just coffee or snacks, they also offer various cannabis products. Now, if you have a case of the munchies, some cater to that as well. Dazed offers a Mexican-American restaurant. Where was I? Right, cannabis lounges are designed to be comfortable places where adults can hang out, much like a coffee shop where you might go to enjoy a latte and read a book. Though, who's reading a book here? Las Vegas, known for its bright lights and entertainment, is one of the places leading this new trend. The city is always looking for new ways to attract visitors, and cannabis lounges have become a new attraction. People are curious about them because it's a new experience, different from the usual activities in Vegas. Especially since prior to these lounges, visitors could legally purchase cannabis in Las Vegas but didn't have a place to legally use it, as cannabis was banned anywhere outside a residential home. These lounges, however, offer the only other legal consumption option. These lounges are not just about using cannabis, they're also about learning and understanding it. The staff in these lounges are knowledgeable and can educate customers about the different types of cannabis, how they work, and how to use them responsibly. Strains of cannabis refer to the different varieties or types, each with unique effects, flavors, and aromas. Think of them like apple varieties, but for cannabis. For example, sativa strains like Sour Diesel energize and uplift, while indica strains like Blueberry Kush relax and calm. Hybrids blend both effects. Cannabis education is important because it helps people make informed choices. Speaking of informed choices, the colors are getting very vibrant in here suddenly. I should inform you this article may or may not have been written during legal conception. I mean consumption. Consumption. I just had a battle with spell check. I'm fine. Okay, let's get tracks on back here. Just like any other business, these lounges have to follow strict rules. What are some of those rules? I'm glad you asked. Unfortunately, it's too much to put here, so go ahead and click on the link in the description to read the article that I wrote. In the history of Las Vegas, free parking was long seen as a standard amenity, and there would be no need for a Las Vegas parking fees list at all. But those were the days of yore we remember through glitter-covered glasses. This all began to change around 2016 when MGM Resorts International made a landmark decision to start charging for parking at their Las Vegas properties. This policy shift was a significant deviation from what was once an implicit Vegas hospitality rule, free parking for all. Following in MGM's footsteps, Caesars Entertainment also unveiled plans to implement paid parking at their properties. Caesars' announcement indicated that the new parking fees would apply to visitors, while registered hotel guests and Nevada residents would enjoy certain parking privileges. These changes reflected a broader strategy to capitalize on the evolving profile of visitors to Las Vegas who were increasingly attracted to the Strip for its shopping, dining, entertainment, rather than solely for gambling. The parking fees were also seen as a way to manage the growing demand for parking space on the Strip. The response to the introduction of paid parking was mixed, with some seeing it as a necessary evolution of the Strip's amenities, while others viewed it as an end to a beloved aspect of Las Vegas culture. Over time, the practice of charging for parking became more widespread, affecting locals and tourists alike, though exceptions were made for certain tiers of loyalty program members who could still access complimentary parking. These moves by major gaming and hospitality companies signaled a shift in how Las Vegas would manage its infrastructure in the face of growing tourism and the need for improved services. They were seen as a reflection of the changing economic landscape, where businesses looked for new revenue streams in the increasingly competitive entertainment market. Not that you needed a complete history of how this all started, you probably just wanted to see the Las Vegas parking fees list. It's too long to put in a video, so hit up the article I wrote. The link is in the description. Let's take a look at the biggest hotels in Las Vegas by room totals. Las Vegas already has some of the biggest hotels in the world, but what are the biggest hotels in Las Vegas? Las Vegas, known for its glitz, glamour, food, shows, traffic congestion, and the occasional escort card slapper, is home to some of the world's largest and most extravagant hotels. These giant resorts in Las Vegas not only offer fancy rooms, but also come packed with a ton of stuff to do, like casinos, restaurants, and shows. With so many options, it can be tough to pick the right one. So let's break down some of the biggest hotels in Las Vegas based on how many rooms they have. MGM Grand Las Vegas. At the tippy top of the list is MGM Grand with 6,852 rooms. Sure, it has less rooms than Venetian Palazzo, but as a solo property, MGM Grand takes the cake with the most rooms in a single property. This place is a true Las Vegas classic, with tons of restaurants, bars, and more. The Venetian and the Palazzo. Next on the list is the Venetian and the Palazzo, with a whopping 7,117 rooms combined. These two hotels are like a little piece of Venice right in the desert, complete with gondola rides and fancy shops. Wynn Las Vegas and Encore. If luxury is your thing, check out Wynn Las Vegas and Encore, which together have 4,748 rooms. These hotels are all about fancy service and high-end stuff. Luxor Hotel and Casino. You can't miss the Luxor Hotel and Casino with its giant pyramid shape and 4,407 rooms. It's got a cool Egyptian theme mixed with modern stuff. Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, last but not least, Mandalay Bay, along with its friends Delano and Four Seasons, has 4,337 rooms. It's like a tropical paradise with a pool that makes waves and even a place where you can see sharks. Remember that each property is more than just rooms. When picking a hotel, it's not just about how many rooms it has. You also need to think about other stuff like where it's located. Do you want to be right in the middle of the action or somewhere quieter? What extras it offers? Do you care about things like pools, spas, or specific restaurants? How much it costs? Prices can vary a lot depending on when you go and where you stay, what kind of vibe you're into. Do you want a wild party scene, a chill retreat, or something family friendly? No matter what you're into, there's a big Las Vegas hotel that's perfect for you. So take a look at your options, think about what matters most to you, and get ready for an awesome time in the entertainment capital of the world. All right, and there you have it. So the two articles that said hit the link in the description, those links are going to be in the description as you're watching this or hearing this now. Check your app. The links are there for the parking fees list. It's a total list, 2024, of every property. So it's very an exhaustive list, but it's all there. But it was way too much to put in the video. And also the article about cannabis lounges, you can find that in the link as well in the description for that also. All right, so that'll pretty much do it for this one. Traeger says he'll be joining me tomorrow, so let's see. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, TravelZork Travel. Visit TravelZork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation, not just Las Vegas, but anywhere in the world. And be sure to check us out on social media and join the conversation. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at TravelZork. We'll see you next time.